Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Inside Art Scroll, where the books you read and the people who write them come to life. Today, I am privileged to be joined by Reb Shlomo Werdiger, well-known Askin, and the dedicator of a brand new book about the Gera Rebbe, the Beis Yisrael. Reb Shlomo, thank you for being here.
My pleasure. Actually, I stand corrected. It's actually my son, Shmuley, who is the dedicator of it. He did it in the schus of our family's kesher to my kesher to the Beis Yisrael and our family's longstanding kesher with Ger. So I thank you, Shmuley, for doing this. It's a big schus for our mishpacha that you did this for us.
Yes, we thank Reb Shmuley for that. And of course, we thank Reb Yisrael Besser, the author of this book, who's written so many beautiful books, and his masterful pen has brought out the life of the Beis Yisrael in such a unique way.
No question about it. And I think here, as I'm sure you'll see in the book, and I didn't see the book yet, but I'm sure you'll understand the kesher that his mishpacha had to the Beis Yisrael, to his father, Zechayel Ravracha, who was very, very big makuriv and close to the Beis Yisrael. So here it was a labor of love, not only what he normally does, everything he does is a labor of love, but I think there was a special kesher here for him to do this for on the Beis Yisrael.
So in talking about the evolution of this book, take us back. We know that Mishpachas Werdiger goes back many, many decades with the Hasidus of Ger. Right. Talk about how that evolved and where did that connection start?
Yeah, so as you'll see in the book, and as Rabbi Gedalia showed me this morning, a famous picture of my father as a little child walking with the Imri Emes and the Beis Yisrael, and so the kesher goes back a long time. But I was, you know, a regular yeshiva bacha. My father, you know, we for years until they opened the Gerish Tibble in Borough Park, I davened in other places in Bluzhev Rebbe Zichron Avrocha. So I didn't really have a real Gera connection. And then my father, it was time for me to go to yeshiva. It was time for me to go to yeshiva net as well. Imagine a book. I go to my father and I said to him, you know, where am I going? He says, wherever the Beis Yisrael tells you to go, that's where you're going to go learn. I said, are you kidding me? Who today, imagine if you send your son to Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have a dorm, he doesn't have a room, he doesn't know where he's learning, he doesn't know if he's learning in Yerushalayim or in Haifa or in Bnei Brak. But I was a good son, and I picked myself up, and I went to Eretz Yisrael. And again, I had no idea
where
I was going. I had no idea that night when I landed in the morning. I had no idea where I'm parking my bags, where I'm sleeping, where I'm learning. And I walked into the Beis Yisrael for the first time. And I said to the Beis Yisrael, Ich heis, before I even opened my mouth, he gave me a frask across the face. And he said in Yiddish, Dies mir zugen wie die heis, you're going to tell me your name. I knew the Zayde that you're named after.
Wow.
So he tells me, and you looked at the Beis Yisrael. I mean, the Beis Yisrael was one shtick fire. You looked at him, you started trembling. I think that in the hundreds of times that I saw him, I was no less in fear of the Beis Yisrael. It was a combination. It's the love that he had for everybody, but the fear, the fire that he instilled in you. I don't think the last time I was any less scared than the first time. But he says to me, Was Vista. I said, my father sent me here to ask the Rebbe where to go learn. With a big smile on his face, he calls in his Gabba, and he tells his Gabba, Rifup Rabbah Shem, and he should call up Rabbah Shem Mishnez, and it was a year after the Patira of the Chibina Rav, and he says, call up Rabbah Shem and Shnez and tell him.
He was an Edom by the Chibina Rav?
He was an Edom by the Chibina Rav, yeah. He was an Edom by the Chibina Rav. And he says, call him up, tell him I'm sending somebody to Faher himself to go learn.
So the Beis Yisrael sends you to Rabbah Shimon.
Sends me to Rabbah Shimon. So I come to Chibina, and of course, if the Beis Yisrael sent me, the Rosh Hashiva himself was waiting for me and gives me a Faher. And himself personally, I davened Mariv. They gave me some supper. They took me downstairs to and gave me a room. I unpacked my stuff. Baruch Hashem, I was relieved. And I go to sleep. You can imagine I was both mentally and physically exhausted. You know, I wasn't. My father didn't send me business class to Israel. So I go to sleep, and all of a sudden, somebody's shaking me. Says, stay off, wake up. I take a look, I see some Gera guy with long payas. It's my first night in Eretz Yisrael. I see a guy with long payas. Says, stay off. I said, who are you, crazy? I pulled the covers over my head. takes the negelvas, he pours shtei off. I said, who are you? He says, I'm your fatug's chavrusa. I'm your chavrusa. The Beis Yisrael sent me, last night I was there, he sent me the first morning in Eretz Yisrael. He sent me at 5 o'clock in the morning at Yom Gaman to wake me up and to come and start learning with me every morning in Eretz Yisrael.
That was my... You're all of what, 18 years old?
18 years old. That was my indoctrination. He woke me up. Obviously, he was a chush of a Yom Gaman. He was Mechabes Farim. He was very, very chush of a Yom Gaman. But he took me that first morning. We walked from Chabim, which was in Tel Arza. We walked up to Ger. And that was my start. That was my first indoctrination. After I learned for an hour, the Beis Yisrael called me up. It's very famous. I'm sure it's stories in the book about having tea with milk by the Beis Yisrael. It was a big, big, big covered. And actually, the first time I had tea with milk, I just reminded myself that first morning. I didn't know what to expect. So I come upstairs after learning, and they give me a tea with milk. I'm holding in my hand. The Beis Yisrael walked in. I got so shooken up. I dropped the whole cup.
Really?
I dropped a hot cup of tea and milk on the floor. And I was told, next time, leave it on the table. Uh-huh. So they brought me another one. But that was my indoctrination. The Beis Yisrael saw, what did he see in me? An American bocha that had a kesher, to Ger from the Haim, but really never learned in Ger yeshivas.
Where did you learn? You grew up in Bar-Park.
Yeah, I grew up in Bar-Park. I learned in Tar V'Das. I was a Tar V'Das boy. I graduated. I went straight from Tar V'Das to Chabit.
Wow.
So that's the Beis Yisrael. I think it's so important that not just Ger Chassidim, to understand what it means to build something from scratch, to build something from mamish, from shol tachdis, from the depths of, it's a bracha de Yidden that came to Eretz Yisrael after the Muhammad,
right,
who sent their children after the Muhammad to rebuild. Why did my father send me? My father sent me for a reason, because he realized that he wanted the heritage of our family would get to reconnect.
Right.
And who else? There's nobody in the world that could have reignited that flame of love for Hasidus, for Ger, for a Rebbe, more than the Beis Yisrael. So I'm not saying my father had Ruach HaKodesh, but my father understood that this was the opportunity, and he understood that the Beis Yisrael is going to put an eye on me. Listen, my father was a working person.
What did your father do?
My father was a diamond schleifer, was in the business. Even though we came from a chasheva, probably Gvirshim Mishpacha in Poland, my father here was not. But the Beis Yisrael had Ruach HaKodesh. What did he see? Did the Beis Yisrael ever envision that the Werdiger family would give the new Ger Beis Medrash 50 years later? There's no question in my mind that the Beis Yisrael put in all that koiches into me and our mishpacha and the scarves that we had. He had Ruach HaKodesh. He saw the future of the Werdiger family intertwining with Ger and continuing that. And Baruch Hashem, we kept the kesher with all the Ger Rebbe since then. And obviously with today, the Rebbe's little gezun sign. So, I really think that the Yungalai today, the Bochum, should understand. You know, I once met the Ponovitch Rav Zecher Tzadik Lavrocha. My father came once when I was learning in Eretz Yisrael to visit me. I was there 2 years. He came once. We didn't go home for Pesach.
Right.
It wasn't like a different world. And my father stayed in Malona Merkaz. At that time, that was the hotel. And Ponovitch Rav Zecher Tzadik Lavrocha walked in. He must have wanted to see a gvir. And I walked over to Ponovitch Rav. He says, I give Shalom Aleichem. And he says, what's your name? I said, Shlomi Werdiger. He says, Werdiger, this is Mishpachas from Gur. I said, yeah, Betach. He says, let me tell you about the Beis Yisrael. And he mamish had fire in his face. He says, without the Beis Yisrael, there wouldn't be Ponovitch today. I looked at him and I said, what do you mean? He says, he sent me my first Talmidim. He shafted me, he arranged for me my first money. Uh-huh. And he kept on going on and on. I went out to punch. I'll never forget. I went, all the Rosh Yeshivas, all the Yeshivas, I went with the Beis Yisrael myself as a bocha to the Levayer Rab Chaskel San, Zecher Tzadik Lavrocha. He kept a kesher. He not only strengthened and built the Gera community, but he was mechazik all of those people that came to Eretz Yisrael that lost everything in the Churban Europa. And that's what it was. So I think it's very important that everybody today not just not meant for Ger Chassidim. I think most of the Ger Chassidim know who the Beis Yisrael was and know what he is and the impact that he had on all of our lives. I think it's important to understand there's so many Litvish Bachrim that he kept an eye on that became big Rosh Yeshivas Gedolim, which you'll see in the book. Today, big Litvish Rosh Yeshivas who'll talk about the Beis Yisrael and the impact that he had on their lives. So I encourage everybody, I'm not a book salesman, but I encourage everybody who wants to understand. We take it for granted. We come today, we have yeshivas, and we have Ger, and we have Slobodka, and we have Ponovich, and we take it for granted, but it's not the way it was 50 years ago when I was in Eretz Yisrael, 50 years plus, and a lot of that credit goes to the Beis Yisrael, Zecher Tzadik Livracha.
What do you think his secret was? He had this, like you said, it was post-war, many broken Yidden.
Yeah.
The Olam HaTorah that we see today didn't exist, as you said.
No.
There were no yeshivas. He came, especially after he immigrated to Eretz Yisrael, and he was able to rebuild really an Ud Mutzo Mayesh.
And he lost his whole family too in the Mechama. Listen, that's the Koyach.
What do you think the secret of Tzadikim
was? Koyach was, he, no question that he realized, you know, what the matzav was then, and he realized that he was saved, no question, to like we had Varatzola. He was a one-man Varatzola. He was a man that came and realized, listen, that he encouraged everybody, every chassidus in Eretz Yisrael. I'll never forget when the Belzer Rebbe, who has once he was
son.
A young man, one son, who was the Sandik? Who was an Eidim who was the Sandik by this one son's bris, the Beis Yisrael.
Uh-huh.
Beis Yisrael was with everybody. He had this, you'll read the book. I don't want to preempt the book, but how many people that I hear stories from in the middle of the night would get knocks on the doors from the Beis Yisrael. He bazarik not only Ger, but all of Klal Yisrael. And I think that, he realized that he doesn't have his own mishpacha, he didn't have his own children, and he took it upon himself to make sure that the continuity of Ger and the continuity of Klal Yisrael after the Chorban goes on and becomes what it is today. You go to Eretz Yisrael today. I davened, let's talk about Ger in general. I davened, built a Bes Medrash in Ger that holds 25,000-30,000 people. It's not enough.
So, I know.
Baruch Hashem, so it's the same thing in the Olam HaTorah, in Lakewood, and in all the Litvish yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, and I think that was his mission in life, and Baruch Hashem, I could say that you're looking at one small example.
You see the Beis Yisrael, like the Kloisenberg Rebbe, let's say, who lost his wife and 11 children.
Right.
And here the Beis Yisrael lost his family, really came by himself, Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was never Zeche Tezer Shal Kayama.
No.
But with unbelievable devotion, his love for every chassid, you read the stories.
Yeah, yeah.
Every individual chassid, he seemed to have a sixth sense about what to say and what to do.
100%.
And some of these stories are like, I don't want to say supernatural, but you said the Rebbe had Ruach HaKodesh. It definitely seemed like he...
No question, supernatural. The Rebbe told me things he would throw in a vart that it's 50, 55 years later, and I still pattern my whole life. And my mishpacha, both my personal life, my klal life, my family life, around things that he told me. He would throw in short little karts and sharaf. You know, Ger was never meant, never long at the rushes, but he threw in a vort and everything else that were lessons for life. There's stories in the book. I don't want to tell, you know, I remember the first time, I'll tell you one quick story, and I think it's in the book. But one quick story that's a lesson. I must have repeated it thousands of times to all people that go to Rebbe's today. They get brochas. They went to Reb Chaim, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. They go and everybody's... The first time I went to the Ger Rebbe to ask him something. And I led with a question in a way of how I wanted the tshuva. You know, sometimes you walk in, you want to go in and get a buha, you could get a buha.
Right.
But if you want in, you want to ask something. So to many people today, go into... to Rebbe's and Rosh Yeshivas, and they ask him a question, but they're leading the witness. It's like they want an answer. And he chopped it in 30 seconds. He gave me a frask across the face. He says, "Bis mi kimen zugen or bis mi kimen fragen? Did you come to tell me or did you come to ask me?"
Right.
And I said, I came to ask, and he said, if that, and the whole conversation changed, and I told this over to hundreds, maybe thousands of people, friends, bochim, when you go in to ask, you have to ask, you have to be mevatel. I say this to all my chevron, they are good also. We have a meyetzes zol ha'Torah. You can't go in and tell them what you want the tshuva to be. You have to ask. Right. So that was the basis for all. He intuitively, he understood every, by looking at you, he knew right away, you know, what he shouts you up right away. And it's a lesson of life. And he did this, I don't know where he found the time every day. But he did the lines. He always told me, you know, there used to be long lines to go into the basis for all. And people sometimes, and that was a small oilam, imagine today. And you'd sit there and you'd think before you went into the Rebbe, and the Rebbe once told me, the Beis Yisrael once told me, Shloimeh, this Vatan is mevi the Arangai, the waiting to go into a Rebbe. And I tell this to all the guys too. You're waiting to go in, and you're through your mind, you're saying, you're walking into the Rebbe. You're walking into whoever you're walking in. He clearly sees through you. You have to clearly understand, you have to prepare yourself. You walk into a Rebbe, and he says, the Zvatn is mevi the Arangai, because you got such a pachad, right, knowing that you're going in to bear your soul to the Rebbe, to our Shashiva. We all have to know that. And so right, these are lessons that we're hoping everybody is going to read the book, hear the stories, and be inspired, and take away from that the lessons that I personally learned. But it's so many years later, and there's a Dor generation that's growing up now that never knew the Beis Yisrael, heard of the Beis Yisrael. And we're hoping that that by reading this book, you're all going to be inspired and take away valuable lessons in life of how to conduct your life.
Yeah, no question about it. Now, it's not every day that we have you. I just want to take a moment. I'm curious, when you came back after you learned in Chabin,
right,
you came back to America?
Yes.
Well, what was your next step? What
did you do? Then I started getting a kesh. It was a Gerish Diebel. I started davening in a Gerish Diebel. Uh-huh. I didn't go to Ger Yeshivas, but I kept up my kesh with Ger. My father, Zechariah Levracha, reconnected again. Also, once it was the Gerish Diebel with his friend, my father started, you know, putting on the Gerrit Lavush again, which he didn't, but you know, before my going, I have two brother-in-laws that are Gerrit Hasidim. So I kept up the connection. I went Nesias to the Beis Yisrael. I made a big Nesia before my Chasana, 2 weeks before my Chasana to the Beis Yisrael, so we kept up a very close schedule.
That was probably close to the end of his life,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that was very close.
Because the Rebbe was Nifta in the late 70s,
yes,
right?
Yes, late 70s. I got married in the early 70s, so I kept up a kesher with him, but because of that, I became close to the Lev Simcha, who became right, Rebbe. My place by davening by the Beis Yisrael, and that was a small Bez Medrash. Beis Yisrael stood next to the Bima, and the Lev Simcha had a chair next to him, and my place was right behind the chair of the Lev Simcha. Wow. So I became close to the Lev Simcha, became very close, to the Pnei Menachem, of course, Volachaim Toivim, to the Heidegger Rebbe. So, yeah, so that's really what I took back. I came back. I was the only kid. I was a modern kid. I used to go to the Gerer Shtiblich, the Yunga Leid, today. I used to go there for Shalosh Shidis, and they all embraced me because they all knew that the love, that the affection that the Beis Yisrael showed to me, so they all figured there has to be a reason for it, so they continued with that. I continued with that warm relationship with Ger Adi Yomazed. Baruch Hashem, my kids, as a witness that Shmuley saw the chshivas of this and took it upon himself to work very, very hard, mm-hmm, with Shmuley Besser, and they worked hours and hours and weeks. I think it's maybe a work that's been taken almost a year, right?
Sure.
So my kids go to continue the relationship, and I'm very proud of it. And it's all due to the efforts of the Beis Yisrael that he put into me.
So was your involvement in Agudas Yisrael also related
100%, to 100%? When Agudas Yisrael, yeah. I mean, the Imre Emes was one of, together with the Chartkov and Rabbi Chaim Oizen, right, and all of the Gedolim were the ones, the founders of Agudas Yisrael.
So who recruited you to join the Agudah?
Moshe Shera really recruited me, because I used to go with him a lot to Rebbe. He was very close, and I'm sure it's in the book as well. If not, it would be a big miss. But I used to walk with him. I used to pick him up wherever he stayed, we just walked together to Ger. He was very close to the Beis Yisrael, and the Ger Rebbe encouraged me very much to get involved in the Aguda and Asconis. The whole role of Asconis is all due to the Kesha that had. They encouraged me, and they still, even today, I go into Eretz Yisrael. I spend long time with the Rebbes discussing the various issues of Agudas Yisrael, my Asconis, and many times I get frustrated and say to myself, Ad kan, it's enough. The Rebbe doesn't want to hear from it. The Zaydis, Azach, and it's, we said that Gid is Halig, the Gid is holy. Uh-huh. Told that over to Rav Moshe Sherer too. So I'm continuing in that Masara as well.
And how about the role of the Rebbes when once you entered the business world? There's so many issues, so many challenges, so many questions. Is that something?
Yeah, so the Rebbe always, when it came to halachic questions regarding business, we said, Gefrega Rov. You know, he never paskened, he's not a poisik, the paskin shilis, even though I'm not saying he couldn't have, the paskin shilis, but how to conduct myself and how to, in the workplace, and how to make sure that you act the way you're supposed to act, like the Ama Nifcha that we are, and to make sure that we act morally and ethically correct, and how to conduct myself 100% all the time, and to make sure that we're elach in business. But business shaylis, there was rabbonim. There's no shortage of rabbonim to go ask. But the Rebbe wasn't going to give paskin shaylis on ribbis or other things. But obviously on Shmir Shabbos, that fire. The Beis Yisrael, that was one of the. When he came there, that was one of the more lackadaisical. Shabbos was not Shabbos. He was fire on Shabbos. Ad hayom hazeh, all the Ger Rebbes always on Shmir Shabbos. But of course I discussed everything with him, and as I do today.
Now you mentioned that, you know, when you go to the Rebbe, Megate Fregen Nitzogen.
Yeah.
Do you remember any instance where Yitaka went into the Rebbe and you had a certain thought in mind, maybe a certain approach, and the Rebbe told you something totally opposite?
Yeah, not once, many, many times. Well, that was the basis. Well, same thing here. Moshe Sherer told me that when I started working in the Agud, he says the highlight of everybody thinks, you know, his accomplishments. He says the greatest achievement that he has as the leader of Agudas Yisrael is when he went in to the Meyetzes Gedolei Torah. And he was sure he had a case. He worked up this scenario of how he's going to present it.
Right.
There wasn't a doubt in his mind that he's going to get through what he wanted. And they turned him down. He walked out with a smile on his face. That's what it means to be machniyat the Das Torah. Right. So, and I had the same thing many times, not just with the Beis Yisrael. And there's a story in the book about an instance that I had, a medical issue that I had with the Beis Yisrael. You go in, you have to understand, you have to be machnir many times. So that's important. Today, the Yungalai don't know that. They think their idea is the greatest idea, but you have to, and that's what I learned from the basis role. If you go in to ask, you don't want to go in, don't go in. But if you go in to ask, don't expect a rubber stamped answer.
Right.
You have to be prepared to accept what they tell you. So that's very important, and I hope that many of them, and there are people, life and death issues that come in, not just the Beis Yisrael. In general, you're going with these rebbes have on their plates today, with these Rosh Yeshivas have on their plates today. They give away their lives for Klal Yisrael. And I think one of the lessons we can learn from here is to appreciate that, to understand our gedolim, our rebbes, our Rosh Yeshivas, to appreciate what they're going through. But you go in and ask, and they tell you, you have to listen.
Mm-hmm. Listen, maybe one day we could have you back and we could discuss all the other issues. I would love to speak to you about the Asconis and Tzorchei HaKlal, and there's so many issues impacting Klal Yisrael. That's not for today.
No.
Today
thank
we
you
wanted
very,
to speak to you
But thank you very much. And I want to have a Karas HaToiv, as I said before, not only to Shmuley, but to Rabbi Gedalia, to yourself, of course, to Rabbi Shmuley Besser for doing this. And I think, as I said, I think that this is going to make a big impact on the next generation to understand, you know, we take it for granted. We're 55 years later. Look what we have. We have hundreds of thousands of Yungalai sitting and learning and bochim yeshivas. That's not the way it was. And a big part of the success of the continuity of Klal Yisrael is due to the Beis Yisrael. So I encourage you to buy the book and to read it and to take away the valuable lessons that I think you can from this book.
Thank you. Hashem, Reb Shlomo, thank you for coming in. Okay. Thank you for all your efforts on behalf of Klal Yisrael and just my bracha.
Thank you.
She continue
so much
to have hatzlacha and carrying on the legacy and the Messiah of the Beis Yisrael and the subsequent Rebbes, which you do with such pride and with such, such a dahibenkeit. So continued hatzlacha.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.